One of the first orders of business for the Vermont legislature when it convenes next week will be to pick a governor. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, a new group is urging lawmakers to send Democrat Peter Shumlin packing.
Vermont is at a crossroads. With skyrocketing taxes, overspending, budget deficits, and a serious lack of transparency, the headlines keep coming and the problems keep piling up. Can we afford another 2 years of Peter Shumlin as governor? If you've had enough of Peter
Vermonters don't normally see political ads on television between Christmas and the New Year, but this isn't your normal election year. And while the November election has come and gone, and Peter Shumlin walked away with the most votes, not everyone is ready to give up on Republican challenger Scott Milne.
Well, there was just a real frustration that the perceived direction that the state of Vermont is headed in is the wrong direction, and they, to a number, have concluded that Scott Milne would be a much better choice to right the ship of state.
That's William Round, the head of a new group that's paying more than $25,000 to run TV ads on four networks over the next week. Since no candidate for governor got more than 50% of the vote, the Vermont Constitution dictates that lawmakers select the next governor in a secret ballot vote. With that vote, Round says, comes opportunity. Round says concerned citizens from across the state have ponied up money to run the ads, and he says their group, called Vermonters for Honest Government, wants to convince regular Vermonters to call their legislators and demand they vote for Scott Milne for governor.
I say that the provision is in the Constitution just for these instances. It's happened, 23 times in the past. In three specific instances, the front runner was not selected as the governor, so it's not like we're plowing new ground.
Round is correct that it's commonplace for the legislature to pick the governor, but lawmakers haven't gone with the second-place vote-getter since the early 1800s, and recent precedent has seen the second-place vote-getter concede the race and urge lawmakers to support the top finisher. Peter Shumlin says he isn't sweating the outcome of the vote. He says he hasn't spoken with a single legislator about how they'll vote next week, but he says he's confident they'll choose him.
If we believe that in a democracy, person who gets the most votes should win, and I do. And if we know that it's not uncommon in Vermont when we have many parties running candidates for a candidate to get less than 50% of the vote, I think we compromise the democracy that we love if we ask candidates to run two campaigns, one for the office they wish to seek and another for a legislative vote.
Scott Milne, for his part, says he didn't ask Round, or anyone else for that matter, for help in securing votes. But he says he appreciates the sentiment.
180 legislators get to determine who the next governor is. That's the way our Constitution is set up. And I think Mr. Round's help is something that I welcome.
Milne says he's fielded calls from a handful of legislators who he says have conveyed their support for his candidacy. But Milne says he isn't actively lobbying for votes.
I'm welcoming their calls and being responsive, but I'm not going to be cutting deals or twisting arms or doing any of that kind of typical political shenanigans to get elected.
Lawmakers will cast their ballots next Thursday morning. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.